One who truly wants to serve the Creator must include himself with all creations, and he should connect himself with all the souls and include himself with them, and they with him. Meaning, you should leave for yourself only what is needed for connecting the Shekhinah, so to speak. This requires closeness and many people. For the more people serve the Creator, the more the light of the Shekhinah appears to them. For this reason, one must include himself with all the people and with all creations, and raise everything to their root, to the correction of the Shekhinah.
Привет, дорогие друзья. С большим трепетом
Hello, dear friends.
Нами возможность участвовать в подготовке урока.
With great trepidation and inspired from the opportunity that we were given to prepare the lesson, we are Hungary 1 and Germany, Bulgaria 1 and Germany 3. We tried to prepare this intonation with the intention to unite and penetrate deeper into the heart of all the friends and give even more forces to connect, especially now prior to the special convention that's upcoming. We're going to try to, through our common efforts, hope that we're all going to find ourselves as one family that's yearning to reach the Creator, trying to reach a greater yearning in the lesson and to feel ourselves as one group. Let's take this special opportunity and take this step forward.
Разбиты все мечты, и смысла в жизни нет без любви и доброты. Если ты один, нет друзей вокруг тебя, просто человек жить не может, не любя. Если ты один, нет друзей вокруг тебя, знай, что человек жить не может, не любя. Дай нам сил быть вместе и желанию не сгореть. Дай на крыльях песни улететь. По ступеням лестницы, ведущей к небесам, мир любви, который создал сам. Ты выбился из сил, познав добро и зло, но с нами есть друзья, нам с тобою повезло. Вместе сядем в круг, пусть он нас объединит. Знай, что рядом друг, твою веру сохранить. Вместе сядем в круг, нас Творец объединит. Если рядом друг, он поймет и все простит. Дай нам сил быть вместе и желанию не сгореть. Дай на крыльях песни улететь. Ступеням лестницы, ведущей к небесам, мир любви, который создал сам. Дай нам сил быть вместе и желанию не гореть. Дай на крыльях песни улететь. По ступеням лестницы,
העיקר של אספה שיהיו כולם
The essence of the assembly is for everyone to be in one unity and for all to seek but one purpose, to find the Creator. In every 10, there is the Shekhinah. And clearly, if there are more than 10, then there is more revelation of Shekhinah. Thus, each one should assemble with his friend and come to him to hear from him a word about the work of the Creator and how to find the Creator. He should annul before his friend, and his friend should do the same towards him. And so should everyone do. Then, when the assembly is with this intention, then more than the calf wants to suckle, the cow wants to nurse. And the Creator approaches them, and he is with them.
Активный семинар. Что я прошу для товарищей перед уроком? Что я прошу для товарищей перед...
Question for an active workshop. What do I ask for the friends before the lesson?
As Oren was reading now that excerpt from Maor v'Shemesh, it really moved me. He says there that all that we need is for us to identify one before the other, and for us to assemble to hear something through the friends. Let's pray that the light will illuminate and establish us and stabilize that way.
Yes. To continue that, let's really pray that together through this common ear that's built between us, when we gather at 2:30 and read excerpts before the lesson, they always sound differently than how we read them before sleep, everyone with himself. And you see that this shared ear works, and it's very special. So let's strengthen this connection between us. And finally, like Rav said yesterday, be a network where the Creator can dwell, where the light can dwell. L'chaim, friends.
To ask for the friends, for us to just succeed, to ask for the friends and not for ourselves. And everything we want for ourselves, ask for the 10, for the world kli. So we will succeed to truly bring ourselves closer to the light, to come to more connection. As long as we succeed at thinking less about ourselves and asking for ourselves.
Continuing on the scrutiny from yesterday, to always make sure the friends want to add in the group and not be passive.
Don't talk the microphone. Okay, we have problems there. These excerpts really move us, all these excerpts in the study material of this lesson, because you don't know if he's teaching us in these excerpts or he's praying. We need to just join that prayer, this prayer for the unification of our hearts. He writes there one of the excerpts that we just need to be one desire, one desire to reach the Creator. And I don't know, when you read that, you simply want it to happen. If there is something to ask for the friends in the lesson and before the lesson and all together, so what's written here in this lesson's study material will be read, should be read.
It's actually the first lesson from the Congress, like a preparation lesson. And it's like we're everyone's now together on a plane, and we're starting to get ready for takeoff, and to get ready to meet the Creator through the network of connection between us, to raise this prayer, to just get closer and closer. Rav said this is the difference between the people who just flow in the group and those who advance in the group. And this lesson is now to assist us in that, and the light that's in it, and the efforts that we see the friends making, it's all towards connection between us.
I was also reminded by what Dudi said right now, the words from the lesson yesterday, and that's also my request, for us to not forget, for us to hold on to one another during the lesson and always be in an address to the Creator and feel that there's some force between us that we're constantly working for, to raise it and hold on to its importance.
We're going to read excerpts that we already read a thousand times, and that's actually the opportunity to pray that we will be in these things and not just that it'll be a text that we read, but something that's truly in our heart.